Welcome to the National Federation of the Blind's 2025 Senior Retreat, a time for empowerment, connection and growth. A special thanks to Janie Degenshain, Zoom administrator, and her team for a seamless retreat. Your dedication makes this event possible. Thank you for joining us on this journey.
Lemon, lo mein, and lima beans. Chicken fajita, hummus and pita, ravioli, guacamole.
What else?
Homemade cupcake, milkshake, earthquake. It's time to take a break for lunch. Lunch.
Move your feet. Do anything special. I think since we have extra time, I might put on my grandson's song that we do every morning, just as a joke, because it's not, I don't know if my Ziggy can get it up here, but anyway, we'll try it. You can, you know, I can do that at 2 o'clock, or I can do it now because it's bonus time. Let me see if I can get it up. And if I can, I want you to do what it tells you to do.
Wow. And I need to.
Jennifer has a raised hand. Jennifer, you have the floor, honey.
Yes, I have a question. I'm sorry. What time is the wrap-up session on Saturday?
1 to 2:30.
Eastern.
Thank you.
Eastern. Thank you. I always forget to say that. Oh, my God. Mandy keeps me straight.
That's why we're such a great team.
We are. Together. I remember what you don't. You remember what I don't.
That's
seniors.
Right.
That's it.
And this is Shelly. I'm on too right now.
Oh, good, good, good.
Oh, Shelly. Hold on.
I need to get off in about 5 minutes for a little bit, and then I'll be back out.
Take the volume.
How long does this session last? When does the next session start?
3 o'clock is tech.
All right, thank you.
Eastern time.
Yes. Hey, Ziggy, make the volume 10. Hey, Ziggy, can you play Start Your Day with a song?
Start Your Day and similar songs on Amazon Music.
It's so good.
That's not it. Hey, Ziggy, stop. Talk about, let me mute myself, and then if I get it on, so you won't have to hear all this in the background.
Hey, this is Sherry.
Yeah, Shelly's here. Go ahead.
This is Sherry. I was going to tell you guys, I got on right at 12 o'clock. So I was just letting you guys know I was here if y'all was keeping count.
Oh, okay.
I've been here the whole time. I fell asleep and slept all morning. So.
Well, thank you, Sherry. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I think Janie's trying to boot up a song for us to listen to. But yeah,
I've got to take some pictures of some of my windows and the storm door to get some prices for anti-glare and the UV out of here, but the anti-glare is the worst.
Oh, okay.
For my eyes, so I've got to do that while we're taking a break. So, but I'm here. I just wanted to let you know.
Okie doke.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah. And if
here it is.
Oh, good.
Your day. Everybody clap your hands. Let's start your day. Everybody shake your hips. Let's start this day. Everybody swing your arms. Let's start this day with a song. Verse 2, let's start this day. Everybody twist your knees. Let's start this day. Everybody twist your feet. Let's start this day. Everybody swing your arms. Let's start this day with a song. Let the music make you sway and say thanks for this day. Let the music make you twist and say, I'm doing my best. So let's start this day. Let's start this day. Everybody clap your hands. Everybody clap your hands. Let's start this day. Everybody shake your hips. Everybody shake your hips. Let's start this day. Swing your arms. Everybody swing your arms. Let's start this day with a song. Sing it again. Let's start this day with a song. Last time. Let's start this day with a song.
Oh, that's cute.
Hey, Ziggy off. Okay.
Yeah.
When my grandson comes over, that's the song we sing.
Oh.
It's so cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
That gets the blood flowing a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes the kiddie songs are like the best because it's all upbeat and happy.
Right.
And if our lives could be like that, that would be great. Upbeat, yeah. Happy, right?
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how many people are on this segment. Let's see.
I'm not sure.
25. Well, so they could still be here and not be here, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Sherry's here, but she's doing some other projects.
That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're just about halfway through the week already.
Oh, I know.
It's the craziest thing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not quite sure what Glenn's segment is today. Do you know?
No, I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
But I like the discussions about cane travel. There's just so much about that.
Mm-hmm.
That you say, it's hard to squeeze it all in.
It is. And, you know, it's the same kind of thing. You know, what we recommend as NFBers and what people deal with themselves can be another issue. And that's fine, too. You know?
Yeah, that's for sure.
You know, so some people for the convenience will always take a folding cane. And mm-hmm. That's okay. That's their right to do that, you know. But
mm-hmm.
You get more, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope someday I can come to one of your state conventions. I think that would be
really- Oh, it's a riot. It's a hoot. Well, you know what?
What?
Next year is our 50th and we're shooting for Atlantic City.
Ooh.
Yeah, so that might be fun.
Oh, that would be.
Yeah.
Would be.
I'm still trying to get my act together to get to the National this year, even if it's part of it. Yeah, because I haven't gone in a long time. So. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. That would be. Yeah. Yeah. So it's in November. Your state convention's in November, right?
It normally is, but the last year and this year, we're going to keep it in October. It's like right before Halloween, that first Friday, Sunday.
Okay.
23 to 27, something like that.
Okay. Year. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah. So and yours is when, in August?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's usually this year it was the third weekend in August. It has mm-hmm. been third for a couple of years. So.
Right.
Few years, so typically that's kind of 15 to 18 for, you know, that kind
right,
of
right
time-ish. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, and who was your national rep this year? Senior moment, right?
No kidding.
I don't know who it was. Ours was Patty Chang, I think. Yeah, Patty Chang.
Yeah. No, it wasn't Patty. Golly, I can think of some during. I might think of it, but I can't right this second.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah.
Who else is on this call right now? Just shout out your name, or did everybody leave us? It's just me and Shelly, and that's fine too.
I know it was Jessica Beecham.
Oh, Jennifer's here. Good.
Joanne.
And Joanne. Good.
And Musi.
And Cynthia. I have a question.
Musi has a question.
Yeah. You know, I know there's, I can see that there's a lot of people here, like what it was like, but my screen, the gallery only shows me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 little squares. Where's everybody? How do you get everybody on gallery?
No.
For those of us who have some vision, because I can see some.
Are you on your phone?
I'm on an iPad.
Well, my iPad is connected to the Zoom, so I'd hate to gamble with it right now. But there should, you're on gallery view?
Right. So, and I only see six people. So, and I know there's a lot more.
So, this is Patty, and I'm wondering, though, if that's because many of us, like myself, I don't have my camera on.
Correct.
So could that have anything to do with it?
No, mm-hmm. I know. I see three people do not have their camera on.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
This is Deborah. I turned mine off.
Uh-huh.
I'm conserving battery.
Yes.
And that just eats up more battery, and I can't see anything anyway. So.
Oh, that's good to know. I didn't know that.
There's a minimize button and a maximize button when you swipe through the list of things, and in addition to leaving the room and muting and unmuting, on the screen there should be a minimal view and a maximum view.
Okay.
Besides the gallery, you know how sometimes, I don't know if you use the computer at all with JAWS, but if people on here know what JAWS is all about, it has to be maximized or it doesn't work right.
Okay.
So sometimes on the screen you need to, if you get that option, put it in the maximum view, and then you might be able to see everybody. Sometimes it's in page view, which means you have six people, and then another six people, and another six people, three pages.
For that's what I was looking for, to swipe and to see people, because there's 20. Wait a minute, how many people are on here?
I have 5 now, but we had
23.
Well, people are coming in and out, but yes.
Right. And not everybody. It's no big deal, you know, at all. I mean, in fact, I think maybe I'll just go off camera. I didn't know it used battery.
It does.
Okay. It does.
And to be truthful, I like to visualize people's voices and then make what they look like.
I'm not
going to tell you, that's gotten me into trouble so many times. there's a woman named Alice.
We used to call it the Brady Bunch view, too.
Oh, there you go. That's good. But there was a woman in our community in New Jersey named Alice, and she was part of the deaf-blind community. She was the president at the time, maybe 15 years ago, 10 years ago. And I was meeting her for the first time at the convention. And she had a bubbly, spirited voice like me. And you know, I just assumed she was the same size as me, maybe a little bigger, because her voice was like, really out of it. So I get on the elevator, and there's a little girl there with a dog. And I'm like, excuse me, is that your seeing eye dog? She said, well, I didn't go to the seeing eye school, but yes, it's a guide dog. I said, oh, what's your name? She said, Alice. I said, don't tell me you're Alice Edie. Who's yeah. I said, oh my God, I pictured you like 5'7", 200 pounds, and I go over to hug her, and she's 4'10" and 100 pounds. Yeah. And I that got this like, because of her voice. Her voice was,
Yeah, it sounds like Brenda Lee.
That's right.
She's teeny, and she has such a loud voice. They thought she was a grown up.
That's right.
Oh, that's
because she was singing when she was about 8 years old.
Oh, yeah.
And
Ethel Merman had that big voice too, remember?
Oh my goodness,
she did.
Alanna Morissette has a big voice too.
Who's that?
Yes.
Alanna Morissette and Adele can have a big voice.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, she's good too. And recently I forget why Brenda Lee was in the something that I read, she was talking about how as she was growing up and was singing at such a child age, she said, you know, she and somebody else that was a child singer said we lied about our age so much we didn't even know how old we were anymore.
Yeah.
And she used to say that, she said the most brilliant thing I've ever heard. She said, they asked her, you know, how did you avoid a lot of things that, you know, rock stars and famous people have gotten into with the drugs and the alcohol and, you know, did themselves in pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I just kind of looked around and decided that you know, I might like that stuff too much, and so I just left it alone.
There you go.
She's still alive, isn't she? She's still alive.
Oh, yeah. She's in her 80s.
Yeah.
And her daughters are like, you know, she got great, probably great grandkids by now. Right. She's in her 80s. And I thought, man, she has to be high on the intelligence scale.
I admire her.
So, but oh, I do too. And said that, you know, talking about the different kinds of things, how she transitioned from one era to another. She said, I just did what I liked. And if I liked it, I was hoping everybody else liked it too. And
I also admire Dolly Parton because she's a little bit younger.
Yeah. Oh, she's got a mystery book out. That was the first Audible book that I read. It's called Run, Rose, Run. And it's a mystery she wrote with, I can't think of the guy's name, but he writes all kinds of stuff.
Patterson.
Yes. In the book, and she narrates her part.
Oh.
And it's delightful.
Which book is that?
It's called Run, Run, Rose, Run.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it starts out, which it really caught my attention. It starts out the story where she's running from somebody and it's raining and she's getting out of Houston. And that's where I'm from. It's Houston.
Yeah. Right?
And so I thought, wow. But, you know, she does so much.
Yeah, she does a lot of good.
She's given away millions and millions and millions of books because her dad never did learn how to read, I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, I know she's quite philanthropic because I think she really helped recently during all these floods and rain and stuff. She's donated millions of dollars. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She put up a $1 million for the COVID vaccine research too. And she's just very forward thinking lady, and she has things that she contributes to at Vanderbilt University, lots of research and stuff there. Mm-hmm. And so it's just fascinating. I mean, reading the story of her life, she cracked me up one time, and I don't know how else to put it other than the way she said it. She said her family just didn't have anything. So her first ambition was that she was going to buy a house so she could pee off the porch if she wanted to.
There you go.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah. You know, so many celebrities get cheated out of their money or their financial bad investments. I don't know who handles her money, but she's done very, very well. I wish I would have handled my money as well.
She is a brilliant businesswoman. Mm-hmm. I heard her talking about that too. And she said, you know, people looked at her and thought she was a dumb blonde.
Uh-huh.
She said by the time they figured out she wasn't blonde, she'd gotten what she wanted.
Yeah.
And she says, you know, I never considered because I was a woman, I ought to get paid less. And so she negotiates what she thinks is right. And so she is really, really smart. And I just, you know, I think she's got a cookbook out now, and she also has Duncan and something going with Duncan Hines, cake mix people and all that stuff.
Betty Crocker.
Betty Crocker. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The cake mix makers. And
I bought one, but I haven't, it's been here a few months. I just keep it around.
Well, we got one and I forget what it was. And no, my sister-in-law got it. And she said, man, that was really good. Whatever the cake was, I can't remember what it was.
I think it's a strawberry thing, like a white cake, strawberry icing or something like that. It's good. Dolly cake.
I'm glad we didn't bring that up at the last session. We would have gotten yelled at, right?
That's supposed to be white
food. Not good for you. But a little bit.
But you know what? A little can hurt. You're right. And the one thing that we didn't say was white potato. She didn't say. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's
Yeah, that turns into sugar too.
All whites of most.
Yeah.
Well, and then you know, the other thing that I found out when I quit using so much salt was there's salt in your toothpaste. Okay, and in the you know the bottle of ketchup you buy at the store.
There's a lot of
all of that stuff. They add stuff in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's scary how many teaspoons are in like a real cup of Coke. You know, 7 teaspoons of sugar or whatever it is.
I think I'm 12.
Pepsi's worse, I think. I don't know. I looked it up years ago and I'm like, oh my. I don't drink sodas anyway, but what am I saying? Yeah. Oh my God. Somebody told me they drink 3 cans of Coke a day. I was like, oh my Lord, that's like 60 grams of sugar. What?
I've had friends that's the only beverage they drink is that Diet Coke. And it's like,
that's worse because it makes you want sugar even more.
Yeah.
It makes you crave sugar even more.
Yeah.
It's hard on the kidneys. It's hard on the liver.
Yeah.
You know, if they would get their blood work done, they might see that.
I can tell you something that Coke is really good for. This is serious. You know how they have those like hints for Heloise and around the house, you can use baking soda. And vinegar
for everything. Yeah.
So listen to this. To clean out gunk, this sounds terrible, in your bathroom's toilet.
Oh, God.
I put a can of Coke in there, and I let it sit for overnight. I just was fooling around with it. In the morning, I flushed it. My husband said, how did you clean the bathroom so well? What happened to the toilet? I said, I used a can of Coke, and that's what you're putting in your stomach, babe.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'll tell you one that I noticed when my family used to drive back and forth from Texas to Florida. And all the bugs on your windshield.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that,
and,
too.
Those people at the service station would take a bottle, when they used to have the bottle Coke, take it up and spray it all over the windshield to get those bugs off of there.
And I
saw them do that, and I thought, I don't think that'd be too good for your inside.
Very, very acidic. Yeah, very acidic. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh my goodness.
Jane, I didn't catch what you said it did in the toilet. What happened in there?
I put in a can of Coke, like a 12-ounce can of Coke.
Yeah.
And I let it sit in the toilet. You know, I was gonna clean it with, you know, Bonami or whatever else. And I said, let me try Coke in there. So I did, and I let it sit overnight. And the next morning I flushed it and it was spotless. So my husband said, what happened? I said, he said, you did a great job. I said, I didn't do anything, it was your Coke. They cleaned it really good, you know, like the grunt and grind that you have to get off with a brush.
Oh, or that stuff you're scared to death of, those things, the crystal things you think it's going to eat through the floor or something.
Yeah.
Yep. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm going to try that. I
give it a try. That was years ago. I hope it's the same. If Coke's changed, it might not be the same.
Right.
Probably still has good acidity and junk in there.
I miss the old Coke that came in a
glass
bottle and had cane sugar in it. That was good. When the cane sugar went out of it, it lost a lot. But they got rid of that in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
Because the price of sugar went up so high.
This is Musi. I used to love Dr. Pepper, and it had a prune flavor. If you remember,
the original Dr. Pepper. We used to have still an original Dr. Pepper bottling unit here in Texas, and I think they shut it down recently.
Oh.
But my niece and her husband, over 25 years ago, got a case of that and had it at their wedding because they didn't drink, and so they had Dr. Pepper's.
That's funny.
For everybody, and it was, you know, the kind with the cane sugar, and people would go and visit this place and buy it because that was the only place you could get it.
Can tell it's lunchtime because everybody's talking about food and drinks.
Right.
Oh, I just finished my lunch, had some beef stew. It was so good.
Make it yourself or
no, my husband made it.
There you go.
Yeah.
You got him trained. That's good.
Yeah. This is Musi. I have a husband who cooks too. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
He likes what he makes better than what I make. And so I figure.
Hey, make it.
Who makes spaghetti? Who makes the spaghetti?
He does, but the sauce comes out of the can now. Beans, he mixes pinto beans and black beans. And then we bought the McCormick bean seasoning off of Amazon and have beans with
cornbread.
Tamales or beans and cornbread are good. I was born in Florida, so I didn't realize until I was in my 30s that when I worked with different people in Houston, that what I grew up on, because my parents grew up on farm, that what we were eating was soul food.
Yep.
You know, collard greens and cornbread and turnip greens, and which is much, much healthier.
Right. That's how I grew up.
And only meat on Sunday, simply because, you know, it's expensive.
Exactly.
Lots of beans and lots of cornbread and lots of vegetables. And much better.
And buttermilk biscuits.
Oh, my mercy, yeah. Oh, my grandmother, her peach cobbler was heaven on earth. By fresh peaches from Georgia.
Wow.
She cut them up and she made the dough and she made them in a big Dutch oven. Line it with dough and put peaches and dough and peaches and dough all the way to the top.
Oh, wow.
And then a top covering of dough, and she put butter on it and some sugar.
Right.
Oh, my word. Oh, yeah. With some vanilla ice cream. Heaven on earth.
Well, my grandma used to make apple cake. It was like a moist, you know, moist dark cake. It was applesauce in a cake. And it was delicious. And, you know, when I tried to make it, of course, can't do it. It's just not the same.
My other grandmother made apple tarts, and she would buy the apples and cut them up and then fry them in her pan on top of the stove. And she'd make apple tarts. It was good. And then she let me have a half a cup of coffee. And she said, now we won't tell your mother about this now.
That's right. Don't tell her. And you got it.
So we didn't. So she caught us one time. But that was special, because you get to stay with grandma.
Oh, yeah.
You know, spend the night with grandma. She make you everything that you like.
They bribe you to stay over. I know that trick, right?
Oh, no, she didn't have to bribe me.
She would
make toast in the skillet and pour syrup on it. Now, it sounds terrible, but it was really good when grandma made it. I tried making that when I grew up. That was the most awful stuff. It was. I don't know how she did it.
This is a funny story. When I met my mother-in-law for the first time, and she made some chocolate chip cookies. And they were really good. My husband loved them. So years went by, and I said, I need your chocolate chip recipe. Years went by. I need your chocolate chip recipe. I never got it. So anyway, I looked in her files when we were cleaning up her room, and I said, Larry, what's this Toll House bag here for?
Oh, yeah. Said,
oh, my God. That was a recipe. She couldn't share it with me because it was.
But that was the basis for Famous Amos cookies.
Exactly. It was a good recipe, to be truthful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I tell you a funny thing that my husband did, and it's good.
Yeah.
We didn't have any pecans.
Right.
He put some grape nut cereal in it.
Ooh.
And it's good. I took them to work.
Yeah.
And I didn't tell anybody. Those people had a fit over those cookies.
Oh, we had some mishaps here. Two I would like to share. One was I was doing Thanksgiving dinner, and my daughter said for me to make the stuffing this time, which is fine. So I made the stuffing and I went to get a seasoning to put in it. And I thought it was a seasoning and it wasn't.
Uh-oh.
It was those little, you know, those little, like we call them jimmies or sprinkles that are circles.
Mm-hmm.
You put out on a, like a butter cookie or something. Yeah. So I'm sprinkling it in. I'm like, oh, this is good. And I didn't even taste it. I put it on my father's plate and he goes, Jay, this is the sweetest stuffing ever. This is awesome. But oh my God, Larry, what's this? He goes, Joe, those are the sprinkles. Mm. I didn't say a word. Everybody liked it, and that was it.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh,
so you thought it was like red pepper flakes or something?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's called a blind blooper, I think.
That is. And the other one happened to my brother Joe Ruffalo. I don't know if you know him. He was the president of New Jersey for 27 years and he passed away a couple of years ago. And he was a cook and he was a baker. So he's making a cheesecake and he didn't realize, but the tea bag from his wife's cup fell into the cheesecake.
Oh, boy.
He baked it. He gave it to my brother Rob and my brother Rob said, Joe, this is terrific. It tasted like amaretto. It was awesome. What'd you put in it? He goes, I hate to tell you.
Oh boy.
I'm telling you, so crazy. That's and he was totally cute. Fine too, but he was a good
guy. Hey, when you said amaretto, you reminded me of one of my favorite desserts that I don't get enough is that tiramisu cake.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
Because some people don't like it because they don't like the coffee but flavor. But I,
right,
I love
right.
Tiramisu.
Well, up here, when they make tiramisu, they use espresso.
Oh. Mm.
It'll really make your eyes open up.
Yes. They use espresso coffee and mascarpone cheese.
Mm-hmm. Jen knows all that stuff, right, Jen?
Well, the only reason I know it is because my sister married a guy who was Italian.
Yes.
And along the same lines as Janie, my sister's mother-in-law would on occasion bake things, mm-hmm. and my sister's Your mom, can I have that recipe for blah 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 cake? And she'd mm-hmm. give her the recipe. However, she would minus some ingredients, so it never turned out like her.
Wow!
He sabotaged her.
That's hilarious.
Wow!
That's hilarious. Yes.
That is.
And
hilarious.
Then her meatballs. I'm sorry. Her meatballs were always fantastic, and she would never give out the recipe.
I know, my sister won't either. Her she's treasuring her meatball recipe.
It's probably the same recipe as Jen's. Oh,
I'm sorry. Oh. Until the mother-in-law got up in age and had difficulty mixing because you had to use the three different meats, the egg crumbs, and depending mm-hmm. upon how many mm-hmm. pounds of meat you had, determine mm-hmm. how many eggs. Mm-hmm. So then Helen learned the secret because she used to go mix the meatballs for her, but nobody could get the meatball recipe.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody followed Everybody Loves Raymond, mm-hmm. the Raymond's mother, Marie, was always sabotaging Deborah or always like with a curveball criticism. Mm-hmm. And she offered to teach her to make meatballs. She followed everything to a T. Marie gave her a box with all the spices, the breadcrumbs. And she was so disappointed that they just didn't taste good. And she was kind of hard on herself about it. And turns out Marie took one of the seasonings and made her own label, covered up something that shouldn't have been in those people.
She was evil.
That's
horrible.
I was always thankful that she wasn't my mother-in-law.
Absolutely.
I have a story too. I was getting married to my husband and Larry said to me, my mother makes a really good pot roast.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get the recipe? I said, sure. And she makes it with mashed potatoes and gravy. I could do all that. So I got the recipe and it basically what she did was, it's not that hard. She got a round roast. She rubbed on salt, a little salt and a little pepper. And then mm-hmm. she said, and then you sprinkle on garlic powder. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my garlic powder and her garlic powder are different because she's Jewish and I'm Italian. Italians have everything in big containers. So hers was the size of, you know, those little containers that are like an inch or two high, you know, you get a whole.
Yeah.
And mine was the big one, like you can get not the greatest grated cheese. And it's like about a 6 inches high.
I understand.
Okay. So everybody understands. So she says, sprinkle it generously around the pot roast. So I sprinkle this big thing generously around the pot roast, and I cook it for the whatever, I don't remember, 2 hours, whatever it was. And my husband comes home from work and he goes, Jane, what's the smell in here? I said, it smells like a wonderful garlic. So then we cut it open and I tried to eat it. I had to spit it out myself. I said, Larry goes, well, what are we going to do with it? I said, I don't know. He goes, I guess we'll just throw it out. So the next morning we saw the remnants of it. And Larry said, maybe the raccoon got it because we were suffering with a raccoon. So he threw out the rest of the stuff the next night and we watched. And sure enough, that raccoon came to get that. So now you know how to get raccoons to come to your house. That's not my bet. Oh my God. It was crazy.
Oh gosh.
I have more stories. It's ridiculous. Oh my God. Jen, did you want the floor? You were trying to say something. I butted in, I think.
No. I was going to say, I think those sprinkles are called nonpareils.
No, it's not. Nonpareils have chocolate on the back.
No.
Yeah, like the snow caps, like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway. Why do you say that, Rainey? Because for Easter in the Orthodox Church, you bake Easter bread, and then you take powdered sugar with lemon juice, and you beat that, and that becomes the top, and then you sprinkle the nonpareils. I'm going to have to ask Kellen. You sprinkle this on top. Okay.
All right.
I could be wrong.
It doesn't matter. That's fine. You could be right. It doesn't matter. But you got the idea, though. That's all. Yeah.
This is Musi. Right.
Who's that?
This is Musi. You're going to talk about you're going to talk about holiday breads. I love all those Easter breads. Paska, you know, the Russians, they make it like this. Yeah, I love it. There's all those Easter breads. I can't wait. And there's also a donut type thing called... it's stuffed, it can have different flavors in it. Punchkis.
That's Polish.
Polish. Oh, what did I say? Serbian? Well, you know what I mean.
No. And I'm sorry, who's speaking?
That was me. It's Musi.
Musi.
About holiday grids.
Musi, are you Slavic?
I have vision. Is that what you mean?
No. She asked if you were Slavic from the country.
Oh, I'm from Texas. I don't know what that makes me.
So you're not Polish or Russian or Ukrainian?
No, I'm mostly Dutch.
Okay. Well, I have a funny story to tell. The other day I said that I'm not Betty Crocker, and that historically has been the case. 1 year for Christmas, I made cookies. My godmother tried them, and she said, oh, these are so good. Who made them? And I said, I did. She said, no, come on, who made the cookies? I said, I did. Do you know that I literally had to explain to her step by step what went into making these cookies? And then she finally believed that I made them.
Wow. How old were you then, Jen?
Wow.
Were you an adult?
23? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That takes.
Wow.
That takes.
Because well,
I think Amory Harris wants the floor, I think.
Yeah, this is Amory. I have a nephew. He's now a junior in high school. But he would come with my brother, the two of them, around the holidays. And he was about 4. And his name is Elijah. We call him Al. And I said, Al, I said, have a cookie. I made those. He said, no, you didn't. You bought them. And I said, no, Al, I made them. I'm thinking that at his house they didn't bake.
Oh.
He's like, no, you bought them. So the same little boy looks over, and I have a Charlie Brown tree, and he walks over to it, and he keeps on going, and then I hear him say, shaking his head, needs more balls. The Charlie Brown tree only has one ball on it.
Oh. Amazing.
Well, I enjoy talking about all this good food, you know, donuts and beignets and punchkis and holiday breads and these are all the things that we have to not eat very much of.
That's correct.
You're right.
I have to say, I have to commend Everly, because if I understood correctly, she grew up on a plantation.
Mm-hmm.
She was 1 of 7. Mm-hmm. She's obviously blind. Mm-hmm. She's obviously a techie if she's going on YouTube. Mm-hmm. She had the brain power to research what to eat and not eat for her osteoarthritis.
No, rheumatoid.
Forgive me. I apologize. For her rheumatoid arthritis, she's obviously written books. So clearly the woman was not born with a silver spoon in her mouth, but had the perseverance to do something. So I think she should be commended.
Jen, just so you know, she used to live in New Jersey.
Yep.
Oh, she did?
Oh, yeah. Yep. She used to be part of the NFP.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wait. Isn't she the one that introduced Linda DeBardinis to the NJNFP?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Goodness. I remember that last
word. Her full name is Everlee, but she goes by Ever now. Everlee.
Okay.
And she was also at the convention 2 years ago. And,
exactly.
She's been a part of us for a long time. And then she's been to California and she's been on the national board and everything. She's very inspirational. She's a good speaker on any subject. Very cultured and
she is confident. A blind woman and travels.
I would say too, for those of you who don't know, she's also a diva. When she came to the convention 2 years ago, of course I still had sight at that point. That girl had on high heels, nice jewelry. God.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she was styling. She had on a cute little dress. Yeah.
How about a hat? Yep.
You would never know her age unless she shared it. You just wouldn't.
Was she slim and trim?
Exactly.
Yes. Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Reminds me of my grandmother. She was feisty. She was feisty. She was something else. She married my granddad when she was 16 and he was 19.
Wow.
Wow.
And when she was a little girl, she used to slide down the banister in their house. But she was something. She had 4 boys and 3 girls.
Yeah.
And then one of those boys was my dad. And she was over at some lady's house in Florida or Georgia, I don't know which. And it was one of those things where the lady had invited her over for tea, so that was a big honor. And this lady had a big fancy house, and they were putting in a fireplace outside. And my dad and his brothers got up on the roof, and they were throwing bricks down this lady's chimney. So the lady went to the kitchen to get some cake or something, and she went outside and gave every one of those boys a whooping. And she was like 4'9" and 100 pounds, and was talking about dynamite. I mean, I can imagine she whipped them all, holding them with one hand and whipping 2 of them with the other. I don't know. And she goes back in and sits down and acts like nothing has occurred.
Well, I have a couple of cute things I would like to share with you. It's called How Grandchildren Perceive Their Grandparents.
Remember
when you were a grandkid and how you perceived your grandparents. So these are some of the misconceptions a little kid might have. So just bear with me. It's a list. My young grandson called me the other day to wish me a happy birthday. He asked how old I was. And I told him 72. My grandson was very quiet for a moment. And then he asked, did you start at 1?
Oh, that's precious.
Hold on, I'm going to make this a little louder so I can hear it better. Okay, here's 2. What's wrong with my hearing aid here? Let me get a different headset. Hold on 1 second. This is going to probably blow my ear out my way. Wow. Oh, yeah. After putting her grandchildren to bed, grandmother changed into old slacks and a droopy blouse and proceeded to wash her hair. She then heard the children getting more and more rambunctious. Her patience grew thin. Finally, she threw the towel around her head and stormed into the room, putting them back to bed with stern warnings. As she left the room, she heard the 3-year-old say, with a trembling voice, "Who was that lady?" A grandmother was telling her granddaughter what her childhood was like. "We used to skate outside on the pond. I had a swing made from a tire. We rode our pony. We picked wild raspberries in the woods." The little girl said, "Oh my goodness, I sure as I gotten to know you sooner." Here's the next one. My grandson was visiting one day when he asked, "Grandma, do you know how you and God are alike?"
Uh-oh.
I mentally polished my halo and said, "No. How are we alike?" "You're both old," he said. I keep going. There's about 6 more. Is it okay if I keep going?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. A little girl was diligently pounding away on her grandfather's word processor. She told him she was writing a story. "What's it about?" he asked. She said, "I don't know. I can't read."
That's funny.
This is one of my favorites. I didn't know if my granddaughter had learned her colors yet, so I decided to test her. I'd point out something and say, "What color is that?" And she would tell me, and it was always correct. It was fun for me, so I kept continuing. At last, she headed for the door and said, "Grandma, I really think you should try to figure out some of these colors yourself." Right? Somebody's telling you, "What color is this? What color is this?" The little kid, he doesn't know her colors. Oh my gosh. When my grandson Billy and I entered our cabin in the woods at summertime, we kept the lights off until we were inside. We didn't want to attract pesky insects. Still, a few fireflies followed us in. Billy whispered, because he noticed them before I did, "It's no use, Gramps. Now they've come in here with flashlights."
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, God.
When my grandson asked me how old I was, I teasingly replied, look in your underwear," he suggested.
Oh, no.
Mom says I'm 4 to 6.
Oh,
wow, I really like this one. Mom says I'm only 38. A second grader came home from school and said to her grandmother, "Grandma, guess what? We learned how to make babies this day."
Uh-oh.
More than a little surprised, the grandmother tried to keep her cool. "You're only in second grade. That's interesting. How do you make babies?" "Grandma, it's simple. You drop the Y, change it to I, and add a S." By the way, I Googled this the other day, so it's very easy. Google grandfather quotes or grandparent quotes, you can get these things. My answer is Google to everything, right, Amory Harris?
Okay. Yes, that's right. And it usually is good.
It usually is good. Okay. This is
yeah.
Children's logic. "Give me a sentence about a public servant," a teacher said to the second grader. The small boy said, "The fireman came down the ladder pregnant."
Oh.
Teacher took the lad aside and said, "Tell me what you mean by that. Don't you know what pregnant means?" "Sure," says the little boy. "It means to carry a child."
Oh, that's great.
I like that one.
Uh-huh.
I'm almost done. Thank you for being patient here. A grandfather was delivering his grandkids home one day when a fire truck zoomed past. Sitting in the front seat was a Dalmatian dog. The children started discussing why they was sitting there. One said, "He's just for good luck." The third child said, no. They use the dogs to find the fire hydrants. Last two. A six-year-old asked where his grandmother lived. Oh, he says, she lives at the airport. And whenever we want, we just go there and get her. And whenever she has to go home, we just take her back to the airport. The last one, my grandparents are funny. When they bend over, they hear gas leaks, and they blame their dog. That's the funny news for today.
Yeah. Oh, thank you for the laugh.
It's always good to laugh, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, absolutely. A true one?
Of course.
When I worked at an elementary school back in the 70s, that's when they had those great big classrooms where somebody thought it was a great idea to have 200 second graders in a big room.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
And eight teachers. Anyway, took these kids to the symphony. And this was here in Houston. And they, this one teacher just totally impressed upon the kids. They had to stay with her at all times, no matter what. Didn't get lost. So they went in and the program was going and all the kids were behaving and they're all like lined up down from where she's sitting, you know, her whole class. And so she thought, you know, she was pregnant, so she had to go to the bathroom.
Uh-oh.
So she thought, okay, they will never know that, you know, they won't, you know, it's dark in here, they won't see me slip out and I'll be back and they won't ever know I was gone. So she finds her way to the ladies' room, and just as she's about to put her hand on the door to open it, she hears this noise. And she turns around, and all of those kids had followed right behind her. She couldn't say anything to them because she told them they were to stay with her at all times, no matter what.
Well, they're very literal at that age.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took it for granted.
This teacher did came back and told the people in the other teachers in the break room what had happened, and we were all rolling in the floor. It was funniest thing ever.
I'm gonna leave for 2 minutes. I just have to go get something from downstairs for my next meeting. So talk amongst yourself. You can talk about me. I'm gonna close the door. I won't hear. Oh,
Somebody hey, y'all, this share. Is Liz. Just want to let you know I'm back.
Thank you, Liz.
Welcome back, Liz. Liz, what state are you from?
I'm in Texas. I'm out of Houston.
Oh, okay. So you're in a warm state.
Yes.
Not today.
Not today. Yeah, it's pretty cold today. I've got a 609 phone number. Do you mind unmuting
Mary
yourself?
Jo.
I'm sorry?
I'm muted. Oh, I'm sorry. Muting
609
or unmuting.
She's Mary Jo Partica.
Mary Jo. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Got you named. And then I see two iPads and an iPhone.
This is Sherry. I'm back up with you guys again.
Let me see.
This is Cynthia. I'm one of the iPads. I'll turn on my camera so you can tell which one is me.
Turn on. What are you going to turn on, Cynthia?
My camera, but it's so dark you can't
okay.
really see.
Oh yeah, no, I can still see that. Let me find you. Let's see if that's you.
Hey Houston, this is Musi. I used to live in South Pasadena, South Houston.
Oh, in Pasadena? Yep, I'm right near.
I like Houston.
Hey, Liz, did you hear that the rodeo is going to have audio description available?
What is?
The rodeo.
Oh, really?
I'm not going, but they said four shows are going to have it, starting with Reba McEntire on March the 4th. Mm. And they said that
people... the Houston Rodeo?
Yeah, the Houston Rodeo. I don't know that they've ever done that before, so I thought that was really fantastic.
And I just thought why I'm asking, I live in New Jersey, but I have friends that live two towns over, and they have family in Houston, and maybe, I don't know, 4 years ago, they went down, and everybody gets dressed up in Southern attire, and they had a blast with all the barbecued food and everything.
Oh yeah, they have barbecue cook-offs, and and then the trail rides come in from all over the place. Just like they did back in the old days with chuck wagons and everything. Of course, they also have a bunch of them have big RVs following them too with the nice things.
Wow.
You go with a 602 phone number. Could you let me know who you are? 602 ending with 9068.
Oh, that's Joe.
Joe, okay. Joe. Got you renamed Joe. Cynthia, I got your iPad renamed. Does anybody know if they're the other iPad? I see an iPad and an iPhone still.
Do you have Sherry Brookshire? Because she's on an iPad, I think. I
believe she's labeled. Let me look.
Okay. All right.
I saw her earlier, at least.
Okay.
This is Bill. I just joined on an iPad.
Thank you.
Who was
Bill.
That?
Bill.
Bill.
Bill. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Yep.
Thank you, Shelley.
Yeah. Looking out for you. I didn't know if you were sitting right there.
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
So this is Cynthia. I'm just curious of what the temperature is in Houston. We're at -6 right now in Rochester.
Holy. Oh, my goodness.
Woo! Wow.
Holy. We're at 39 in Houston right now.
For us, supposed to be really, for us, really cold. Isn't it, is it still going to be in the 20s, Farah?
Yeah, that is cold. I'm from South Carolina, and it's because it's so humid. It just, I've lived in really cold states, and it's cold down here when it's cold, just because the dampness goes through you.
Yeah, it bites for real. It bites when you get some wind behind it.
Yeah.
And I remember when I used to wear contact lenses and work downtown, and when I'd walk in between the big tall buildings and the wind would hit you, I could feel that air, that cold air behind my contacts, and I was always afraid they were going to freeze on my eyes.
Oh my goodness.
That's when I could see. That was many years ago.
Thank you for spending your time with us today. We appreciate your participation. For more information, contact President Glenn Crosby at nfbseniors@gmail.com or call 443-681-9345. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.